Welcome to Awareness to Action, where you'll discover how possibilities become reality with me, Joan Marlowe. Join me and my amazing guests for powerful stories about those world-shifting aha moments. You know, the ones that catapult you into action and transform the way you walk through the world. Yes, you can live your life with purpose and passion. Maybe you aren't there yet, and that's okay. This show will take you behind the scenes and walk you through how other people just like you were called to transform their lives and the journey they embarked on to get there. The first step to taking life-changing action, or any action at all, is awareness. Maybe that's why you're here. Join the movement to create and live your purpose and passion while embracing your authenticity. Awareness to Action starts now. Hi, and good morning, and welcome to Awareness to Action. And I'm Joan Marlowe. And I'm very excited about this episode, as I am with all my episodes, but this episode is really special. If you are a parent, this episode is for you. If you are a grandparent, this episode is for you. If you know any people that are parents or grandparents, this episode is for them. So the hope against hope is that you will share this episode, because there's going to be tons of information for you. And we're specifically talking about supporting teens. So the title of this show is I Am Teen Strong, Empowering Our Youth and Their Parents. So that's our topic for today. And my guest is another wonderful friend of mine that I've met in the networking world when she started this venture. Her name is Sherry Eklund, and I'm excited to have Sherry. Thank you so much for being with us today, Sherry.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm very excited. Well, I love talking about Teen Strong all the cool things about it. So thank you.
You're welcome. Well, yeah, let's get that word out, because that's what this is all about, is getting the word out. So let me tell you a little bit about Sherry. And it's after 14 years of having an aerial photography business with her husband, Sherry decided to go back to her educational roots and passion for children and youth. Utilizing her Bachelor of Science degree in Child Development and her Master of Science degree in Educational Computing, in June of 18, she founded the IamTeenStrong.com website. Available in English and Spanish, the website is dedicated to supporting the health and wellness of teen girls by providing them and their families one place to go to find the help and resources they may need. So talk about, first of all, let's go back and take a look at what I just shared with you about Sherry and how resourceful she really is. They had this business for a very, very long time, 14 years. And I remember the very first time I met Sherry and we were just getting to know each other and we talked about that business. And I went, wow, talk about something unique. And I remember one of the things she shared with me was the fact that they sort of had to walk away from their business because drones took over their role. Now, I wanted to go back and share that because we have to look at the fortitude and resiliency that we all have, that when something that we know and love and are comfortable with and is making us a good living is working for us, and then all of a sudden it's taken away from us, what do? So that's my aha for Sherry, because I've been amazed about that aha completely. So again, Sherry, thank you so much for being here. And I look forward for you to share more about Teen Strong. So as I normally start my shows, I always start usually with an operational definition. And the definition I'd like for you to look at right or talk about right now is, what is your definition of empowerment? If we're talking about empowering youth as well as empowering their parents, what does that look like for you?
For me, it is giving the girls the opportunity to be mindful, to practice self-care. It's very similar to empowerment for adults, but we've got to educate the girls and teens in general how to practice self-care. What is in it for them? What is mindfulness? How do they make the right choices in difficult situations? When they understand their strengths and their weaknesses, and they know how to approach both of those, they are going to be become more confident. They're going to be becoming more resilient in their personal life. So what we try and do with the website is give them the tools to do that. So doing the things that feel good and right for them, practicing, again, positive choices, the mindfulness, and just trying to embrace who they are, where they are in the moment, that is going to be empowering to them.
And so I don't know if there's anything you can add to that as far as when we look at, you know, the whys for the I Am Teen Strong and getting into the basics, the grassroots of I Am Teen Strong, and the fact that this is a website. So everything is on this website and it's constantly changing. It's an always evolving website. And as well as easily usable. So let's talk a little bit about the whole concept of the I Am Teen Strong beyond the empowerment piece.
So basically, as you mentioned, we had the aerial photography business and I came into a crossroad in my life and it's like, what am I going to do now? And I really wanted to be able to get into the youth arena, if you will. Kid causes have always been my passion in life. And so as I'm thinking about what I want to be able to do in this new journey of mine, it's like, let's do something for the girls. And I'm reading and hearing stories on the news and on the internet that girls in particular are struggling. They don't know what resources are available and how to access them. So kind of being intrigued with the whole online magazine concept, it's like, how do we pull this together? You know, I did some research and it's like, oh my gosh, there really isn't one place for kiddos and their parents to go to get resources and information. So I wanted to use that online magazine as my approach and my business model. So we've got a directory. If you don't mind, I'll just kind of pop in on what's entailed in the website. What is it all about? How did we get there? So we have the directory of resources. This is going to be for the kiddos. There's national and local hotlines. So if they're in an immediate situation, they can use our hotlines. They can use the helplines. If they or mainly their parents need to find resources, national or Arizona and also Colorado, we have a directory for them as well. We've got that on the website. So we address behavioral health. Right now, the kiddos are struggling, anxiety, depression. There's a big thing now, the re-entry syndrome. The kids are struggling going back to school, being in person, live, and so forth. So the parents have an opportunity to support their kiddos in that. So we have the different departments. We have the mindfulness. We have the body positivity. There's so many aspects that are coming at the youth right now. There's the social media. There's just in person. There's COVID. There's just different anxieties around so many different topics. So we're trying to address those. We have the health and wellness and education and leadership and lifestyles and health and wellness and so forth. So we're trying again to be one place for the kiddos to go to get resources and information, but also for the parents and other influencers in their lives to have one place to get that inspiration and information.
And again, that one-stop shop is so vitally important. But let me circle back a little bit and again, talk about the fallout that COVID has created for us and the whole pandemic lifestyle. And it seems to be every show that we're doing, we circle back into that because it's here and we can't sweep it under the rug. And for kids now, looking at going back to school, and just imagine, you know, the conversations that they're having, if they're watching the news and what's in question about is whether or not their school is going to mandate masks or not mandate masks. You've got the issue of the vaccinations and non-vaccinations. So, and you also have the questionable part, saying, well, I might not even have been in a classroom last year. Did I gain enough from that at home online experience to keep up with my peers? So we're looking at peer pressure, plus now how to interact amongst themselves, because, and we adults are also asking those same questions. And these kids are like little sponges to take up the information that we're providing them. So again, to share with parents to think about, you know, the languaging they're using. And I often talk about, you know, what goes on around that dinner table. And that's vitally important. And the parents to stay positive, and possibly even the parents to go to utilize this website to maybe talk about some of these discussions and have some discussions centered on this stuff. So they both have the same information and can move forward. So the kids aren't going to mom and dad and going, oh, you're making this up, or you're forcing me to do this, or whatever. But Sherry has got professionals that have offered this information, and her information is solid for them. And that's vitally important to know as well. Tell some of the stories about some of the amazing successes and the feedback that you're getting from both the kids as well as parents, and possibly even, I mean, you do a lot of work at the schools and educating people outside or individuals and organizations that serve teens and tweens, what that actually means.
Oh, sure. I love sharing the success stories, because this is what it's all about, is reaching the kiddos and helping the parents support their kiddos. So we actually have had a couple parents and influencers and some young adults. And even though the website does focus on young girls and those who identify as female, we had a parent share that she had shared the website with her son, who had been struggling, and she knew he was struggling. She didn't know how far down the path he was going, but she was concerned. So she had shared the website with him and put it on his phone. And she said, if you ever need to reach out, this is a resource for you. And he did one day overdose on pills. And I don't know how much time had lapsed between the time that he had taken the pills and the time that he reached out, but he used our website to reach out to a hotline. He talked to them. As he was on the phone with them, he went unconscious. But the emergency team was able, the first responders were able to get to him in time. And his mom let us know that he is in rehab, getting the treatment and counseling that he needs. And she totally believes that this website saved her son's life. Wow. And it's very powerful. When I hear some of these stories, I just cry, because it's just like this passion, this dream that I had, that I created, is literally saving lives. And even though our directory started out as for Arizona, we do have a lot of national resources on the website. And there was a woman who shared the website with her niece on the East Coast. And she said, you know what, I'm concerned about you. I want you to look at this website. It's available in Spanish. And that's what this young girl needed. And she was only, 18, 19 years old. And she was in a domestic violence situation. And she used the hotline on our directory to reach out, and they helped her get out of the abusive relationship. They helped her get a job and a new place to live. It is. And I mean, just a couple weeks ago, somebody had shared that they had told somebody about the website because their niece had come out and was really struggling with the decision that she had made to come out to her parents and family. A lot of anxiety and depression, and the whole LGBTQ community struggles with that anyways. And they found the website through our connection, and they just loved it. They just felt the support and the resources, and they just felt the love of the website. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, we're literally touching lives every day, and it just gives me goosebumps. I mean, I just love it. And I know there's more stories, and, you know, some of the girls from the high schools have shared stories with me that how the website has impacted their life. And it blows me away.
That's great.
It's so cool.
Well, we need to go on break right now. When we come back, I'm sure we will pick up on some of those stories as well and hear more about Sherry's journey in creating this site and what you can find and how you can utilize it as well. We'll be right back.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Join a global community connecting our hearts with extraterrestrials who only understand unconditional love and inner peace. The Extraterrestrial Trust Revolution, ETR, provides expertise in raising an individual's energy level through a 13-month course and 8 energy portal journeys. Find out more about this 13-month course as well as an entire resource for you to learn about ETR at connectwithets.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Eklund, and her business is I Am Teen Strong, and the IAmTeenStrong.com is the website that we're talking about. That literally is her business. That is a directory to support youth and parents of youth, grandparents of youth, as they guide their kids through all the challenges that they're facing. So before break, we were talking about some of the success stories that we've had along the way. So let's talk a little bit about where you're going to market this. Who are your clients and your future influencers? Who are the people that you are going to, that you're hoping will help you spread the word? Because that's important. Something like this, of course, can help. And Sherry's done a bunch of the podcasts and whatever. But how else are you getting the word out?
You know, that's critical for me. If I don't get the word out, I don't have an audience for the website, and I'm not reaching anyone. So prior to COVID, I was literally out in the community every week. I do a lot of partnering with nonprofits in the community. How can I help them? How can they help me? And we do a lot of articles around the nonprofits in the community. So we're addressing what those issues are, aging out of foster care and so forth. Where are the resources? What is the community offering these people? So there are a lot of different connections that I make with community programs, nonprofits, and so forth. I'm also on the board for the Scottsdale Youth and Community Coalition, which is a huge resource for me as a business owner in that community. So we're working in that coalition with the school districts, the police department, behavioral health counselors and organizations. So lots of opportunities there. The school districts, the social workers, the counselors. I'm reaching out to different behavioral health organizations. Can I get on their website? Can I be listed in their resources of their directory? So, I mean, lots of different avenues for that, but it's all about me connecting mm-hmm. with that community. And it's just, it continues to go because I do have a variety of target markets. So I have the youth because I want them to read the articles. And then I have the parents and the other influencers. I want them to read the articles. I want them to share the articles. I want them to use the articles and the animated videos as conversation starters to get that difficult conversation started about puberty and body changes and relationships and sexual orientation and, you know, any plethora of ideas and topics that parents might struggle with talking about with their kids. And then we have the other organizations. They need to know what other resources are out there in the community. Who can they reach out to as well to get resources and information for their clientele? So there's a lot of moving pieces to this, and it's all about me getting out mm-hmm. and making that connection. So it's been quite the journey. When I launched 3 years ago, I really didn't have any connections, you know, maybe one or two. And now it's really blossomed. And I have just an incredible team of providers that help me understand what information needs to be on the website. What do the articles need to be about? What are the kids working through right now? What are the hot topics, the hot buttons that we need to address and make sure that we're talking about it and getting it out, not just on our website, but also social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sherry does a lot with social media. And again, I'm honored to be part of the team that provides some of this support. I've been lax lately, but I'm going to get
that's back. Okay.
My blog is related to mindfulness, and it is. It's all about teaching students, teaching kids, again, ages young, you know, 10, 11, and up to into their early 20s, about how they can learn how to do self-regulation. One of my articles is about simply taking the pause. I mean, stopping before they say something or they hear something that they have a reaction for. And again, looking at how they can help their body to respond versus to react and to do things in a mindful manner and to slow things down and to use affirmations. Again, when Sherry talks about all these things that these kids are facing, and that is it's an arduous list in that we're looking at, you know, if we all think back to what we were in puberty, oh goodness. And we were also very closeted as far as what we would and would not talk about, but kids are also very much more open. So the hope also is that the kids in finding this will also be telling their friends about this. And that's the real hope against hope. And that when the kids get down to, you know, the heavy, deep and real conversations, and they see that they have a friend that's struggling, they now, versus just saying, well, just Google it. Well, let's go somewhere where these are tried and true and tested, and they're all evaluated and they're all looked at with a close eye to make sure the information is the best information, the most solid information that we can give kids. Because what we don't want to do is stir the pot anymore and just, you know, it's good for them to have more questions. That's great, but they need to know where to go with those questions then. And so this website is all about that kind of movement all the time to keep them going forward. So how do you determine the content of the website? I mean, are you, as you said earlier, people are giving you information. And one of my questions was, you know, what have been some of the ahas along the way that surprised you? And were they a reason for you to do a redirect? Because again, it's so easy for us to come up with an idea up here, up in our heads, and we think it's the best sliced bread we can ever make. And then we go out there and sell it and they go, what is this? So we always need that kind of feedback too. So what have been some of the ahas that you've gotten along the way?
It's been interesting. As I mentioned, this has quite been the journey for me. So I do work with psychologists, counselors, social workers that are in private practice and at the high schools and junior high schools. And so they do keep me up to date on what the hot buttons are. But one thing that has really evolved over, I'll say the last, not quite a year, but maybe 9 months or so, is the whole LGBTQ mm-hmm. community. Mm-hmm. That the young kids are really a lot more open to talk about themselves, questioning their sexuality and who they are. And so that's been huge for me, because I promote the website as a website for teen girls, but my definition is changing. So now it needs to include those who identify as female. Mm-hmm. And that's been a big thing for me. And so I need to be able to make some changes to the website so that I am more welcoming to that community. You said a minute ago, when we were growing up, we were more closeted in our conversations and what we shared. And this generation is not so much. They are a lot more willing to share their thoughts and their feelings, whether it be with their friends or with a trusted adult. And they are questioning. They're very open about their concerns and their confusion and all of that. And so I would say that's my biggest aha moment, is that I need to make sure that I'm pivoting and I am welcoming, because the website truly does welcome everyone. So I need that message to be consistent with the look and the feel of the website.
That's true.
And so it's been great. And I am learning so much. There are so many terminologies out there that it's just mind-blowing. I mean, I was not aware of all the LGBTQ and just sexual orientation stuff. And it was like, wow, this is amazing. This is a community that I personally am not familiar with. And so I'm educating myself on it. And I'm just fascinated. But my bottom line is I want to be supportive of everyone. Mm-hmm. And so I need to make sure that we're doing that.
Mm-hmm. That's so vitally important in everything that we're doing now. I know, even as I'm writing things and addressing groups and whatever, whether it be in person presentation, and how I refer to others, and there's some stumbling blocks along the way.
There are.
But as you said, I mean, having this, the languaging and the terminology is so important. And again, you know, I'm doing my little part with my Awareness to Action show, in that operational definitions are so important to make sure everybody comes to, I mean, as innocently and as vulnerable as we can be, to say, this is what I mean by this. Can everybody gather around that? You can have your own way of framing it. But for our purposes today, and for my knowledge and ability to share it, here I am being open and vulnerable, and here's the information. And I'm doing it from a kind and loving heart, never wanting to hurt anybody or leave any, like you're saying about this all-inclusiveness and whatever else. It's vitally, vitally important to us.
Yeah, but I really like and appreciate, and I'm in awe of the young kids that are, you know, they may be struggling, but they're so open about having that conversation with a trusted adult. I just think that's fabulous. I'm not sure when I was growing up, I would have been comfortable with that. but these kids are, this generation is okay in talking about it. And I know for like in the last year, chat lines, helplines have gone up almost 40% because the kids are reaching out.
That's great.
They're struggling, but they see it at the, you know, the organizations that they're reaching out to see it at least as a success that the kids are reaching out. They're mm-hmm. trying to have that text conversation or that phone call with a peer or somebody that they feel connected to on the other line and that, that they trust that they can have that conversation with. It's very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. And that's good. That's all great information for us. So once again, we're going to break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation with Sherry Eklund and learn more about IamTeenStrong.com.
Do you have 22 minutes to transform your life? Join spiritual practitioner and award-winning author Karen Mills Alston and award-winning publisher and broadcaster Sean Patrick Murray as they ask and answer life's most essential questions. Learn to participate in life fully, develop your gifts and talents, be open to limitless possibilities, and become available to your greatest yet to be, all in just 22 minutes a week. Now on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country and is just amazing. It's out of Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for improving and changing the body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, MaryJaneMack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
Hey everyone, psychic medium Jamie here from Shades of Spirit. Shades of Spirit is proud to offer a monthly spiritual check-in, also known as our Sacred Circle, through Zoom. Each month, I, along with my partner in crime, Spirit Walker Nicole, will host a small sacred circle. These circles will include mini readings, fascinating discussions on various topics, and so much more. These circles will sell out fast, so don't wait to jump on this opportunity. Visit our website at shadesofspirit.com.
Welcome to Blue Lightning Healing Meditations. I'm Susie Parker Goins. I'm a channel bringing through spirit guides in accessible and resonant ways for you to connect with your higher self, sharing soul-level conversations to help you in your spiritual path. I upload weekly channeled messages, interviews, and information on a variety of topics, sharing my learning and opening doors for growth. You can find a listing of upcoming podcasts at BlueLightningHealing.com. Until next time, blessings.
Hi, and welcome back to our show today, which is I Am Teen Strong, Empowering Our Youth and Their Parents. So since we're talking about parents, and I mentioned early on that grandparents are lumped into this as well, what I am especially, you know, since or with the pandemic, et cetera, so many grandparents got possibly more involved with their grandchildren than they were before, because in many cases, at least in the world of which I live, there are many, many grandparents that stepped up to the plate to help with the online schooling, the schooling at home, because parents were working and the parents might have been home working. And so the grandparents took the kids, took their grandchildren home with them, and they did the schooling there. And so grandparents are a vital, vital, vital part. And so many times, at least, you know, as I'm remembering back as a kid or whatever, the trusted soul was your grandparent versus your parents, because you could tell them anything just because they were the wise and wonderful ones. Parents didn't know anything. So in looking at that today, Sherry, how can parents and grandparents utilize this?
You know, and I love that part of the website that includes the parents and the grandparents and other influencers, because they also need help and they need to understand what a vital role they play in their kiddos' lives. So right now, as adults, we've always been critical of the kids. Oh my gosh, they're always attached to their phone and they're on social media and all of that. But during COVID, we took away their in-person connection. And teens are wired for that, especially girls. So when we take that in-person connection away, we need to allow them that freedom and that understanding to use their social media to have that connection. Otherwise, they feel completely blocked out from their world. So if they are in an education or school setting where maybe they're still doing Zoom or something like that, and they're not in person, be accepting of them spending more time on social media and connecting with their friends on their phone. If they're going back to in-person learning, sit down with them and talk to them. What are your anxieties about re-entering into the school system? Because a lot, and you've seen it on the news just in the last couple of weeks, the kids are scared because they haven't been in a school environment with their peers in over a year. So there's a lot of anxiety and depression around that. So parents and other influencers need to have that conversation. They need to be supportive of the kids going back into the school environment. Kids need to be able to know that we're present for them. So, we talk about kids being attached to our phones and so forth, but we as the adults are as well. So we need to put our technology down and we need to sit down and have a conversation with them. We need to help them understand what their strengths and their weaknesses are. So how do we empower them to use more of their strengths and build on their weaknesses? We can encourage them to do the fun things that they enjoy, whether it be cooking or photography or artwork or any of that, sports. Encourage them to be able to do that because that's going to build them up from the inside out. They need to be able to bring up their self-esteem and their confidence. And if we're working with them in an active role to do that, then that's going to be very, very helpful. We want to make sure that as parents and grandparents, that we're being role models to the students, to their kids. We're teaching them responsibility. We're helping them understand how and why you need to make appropriate decisions with the choices that you have in your life and how important that is. So really, I think the bottom line is going to be active, be aware, be present, and just show them that you love them unconditionally. We all make mistakes. We all go through periods in our life where, oh my gosh, it's just going down the rabbit hole. But if we feel loved, that we're not being judgmental, people are not being judgmental against us, It's gonna build us up. It's gonna give us that inside confidence that we need. Because when kiddos have low self-esteem, that's when they're gonna be more vulnerable to anxiety, depression, even eating disorders and other mental health issues. So having that positive self-esteem is critical. So mm-hmm. just simple ways to be present in their life, it's gonna be key.
Mm-hmm. And again, I mean, to circle back to something that you said in speaking to them about their strengths and their weaknesses. And again, the terminology we use around weaknesses is, we just aren't good at everything. And let's look at those areas and what's surrounding them. And, typically, and again, as a life and wellness coach, primarily dealing with adults of all ages, we're still looking at those pieces and parts that they're taking, that they still have within themselves that was formulated in these years. The influences of what was going on at home, what they were observing, what they, again, the question of mom and dad are saying one thing and then they're doing something else, or, I'm working, I go to someone else's house and they're doing something a different way. And what does that actually mean? And looking at all of the dichotomies that we've looked at over this past year in looking at what's going on with our government and the politics and again, the whole COVID thing. And I don't think that we can spend too much time talking about this reentry piece because, and what's scary is as we watch our numbers going up from the Delta variant, et cetera, we might have to take some strong actions again. What are we going to do as we look at these most vulnerable populations? When we look at the kids that now have gotten their little sea legs back and they're back in the classroom and they're having a quote unquote, what they're calling a normal life. And then when we have to go back in and possibly say, we have to rein you in a little bit in some way, shape and form, that's a lot for kids to handle.
It is, and they're struggling. Yep. I mean, that's just the bottom line. And for me, it's about being present for them, you know, because going back, coming, you know, in-person learning, not in-person learning, then the Zoom. And, you know, let's face it, not everybody does well in virtual learning. And so, you know, I mean, especially when I mentioned earlier, kids are wired to have that personal connection. And when we take that away, give it to them back and take it away again, it can really spiral. And so we just really have to be cognizant of the fact that we need to help them. We need to be there for them. And I keep saying that, but it's really the bottom line. We have to be the parents. We have to be the influencers. You know, we have to be the adult in the room to be supportive of our kiddos.
That is oh so true. They look to you. And again, moms and dads now, typically mom and dad both have to go out and work. So they're both working in order to provide the lifestyle that the kids have and the family has, and that, you know, just causes more issues and concerns because it's not the same as it was in the 50s and the 60s and whatever. And so it's a whole different world. And as, you know, as we've talked about, the connections that these kids have in using their devices, and it's almost, in many cases, it's almost a cop-out because they aren't even, and again, pandemic didn't help, they aren't even having these in-person conversations. As far as having this, you know, give some, take some, listen to something, make a decision, share what you think, and et cetera. Something else that I wanted to share, again, based upon what Sherry was talking about, in speaking to your kids, find out the language that they want to speak it in. Do they, and I think you said about photography, music, dance, art, I mean, let them express themselves how they best express themselves, because that's where the rubber meets the road for these kids as far as being able to feel that they're being heard. And that's vitally important for all of us. We all want to be heard. And that is so vitally important for us too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, let them be creative. Let them express themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let them share their joy and their passion in their life, because we have them, you know, regardless of your age, you know, what makes you happy, you know, whatever it is that you like to do. And we need to allow them that opportunity to do that. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, I could not agree with you more with any of that. So in looking at feedback that you get from individuals, as far as, you know, receiving information saying, hey, can you address this issue? Is that coming to you at all?
You know, somebody texted me and said, I wrote an article about mental health because Simone Biles and Naomi Osaka came out and said, you know, I'm putting my mental health first. And that was a big button. So I was getting some comments on that. And I had a social worker text me on a Sunday and say, I wrote this article. I just had to get it out there. Will you post this for me?
Oh, that's fabulous.
You know, and I'm like, absolutely. And we got it out on Monday. And so, I mean, you know, there are hot buttons that it's like, yeah, we need to address this. And really right now, the mental health awareness, I think a lot of that came out because of the Olympics, because of Simone Biles being such a trendsetter and being such highly looked upon individual, that it really brought mental health awareness and taking yourself first. It really brought that to the forefront. And so that was a big thing of people saying, let's address this. And kind of more going back to the LGBTQ community, making sure that that community is feeling supported. Those are the biggest things right now that I'm seeing.
True. Yeah. And, you know, before we go to break, I mean, the one comment is, you know, about Simone Biles, the piece that's so cool is, yes, she was truly vulnerable and she'd become the spokesperson about putting yourself first. But for her to then come out and win that bronze at her last event.
Yeah.
And again, that's probably the best medal she's ever won for her. So we're talking about her personal piece. So what can we, you know, and this is just a rhetorical question. How can we then move that story to our kids to say, even though you went to this vulnerable spot, things weren't overly great, we still came out and we excelled. And that's very, very important. Very important. So let's go to break and then we'll come back.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show Heart Change Consciousness on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Have you been reading tons of self-help books, going to therapy, or doing a million spiritual practices and still not getting the results you want? You're not alone. This issue is in your subconscious mind. The subconscious thinks you're being threatened in some way. Convince the subconscious you're safe and you can easily let go any emotional issue. Get your free subconscious self-healing tools and tutorial by going to aprilatoms.org/how-to. That's aprilatoms.org/how-to.
Hi, and welcome back as we get close to the end of this particular session. So before we close out today, let me share one more time Sherry's website, which is www.iamteenstrong.com. And that is our global directory on all things that are here to support teens and youth of all different kinds, especially girls, but everybody can value that, especially also parents. And Sherry's email, if you are so inclined to reach out to her and share information like what we've talked about today, and maybe even other people that might want to pitch in and help with this, which is always, always great, is seklund@iamteenstrong.com. So it's seklund@iamteenstrong.com. So again, you've expanded to Colorado. Are there possibilities of more expansion?
Absolutely. The goal is to go big. I figure, you know, if I'm not going to go big, why bother? So absolutely. I want to start out with the Southwest. So Nevada and Utah might be next. And then we'll just kind of take over the West Coast and then just keep going from there. The goal is to be national. Okay. It really is. And what's cool about at least the hotlines and helplines, 99% of the information in that category in the directory is national.
That's
so
great.
There are some specific local hotlines, but most of them are national. So we've got that national directory right there. So, yeah, I mean, I want to be the next, you know, big brand, you know, the Coca-Cola or whatever. I want people to know that heart logo. I want them to know I am teen strong. And if I can just kind of share how I chose the colors for the logo. So the colors are pink, which is the color for international self-love.
Wow.
Green is renewal, fresh start, new beginnings. Gold is courage and encouragement. And then black is power and strength. So what I want in that website, in that logo, I want young girls, anybody who identifies as female, to feel love and supported, and that they have that in themselves, that they're never alone, and that we can do this together. And through the website, we will give you the tools and inspiration to become the incredible person you're meant to be.
Oh my God. That was marvelous. And I don't,
I'm glad you like that.
I might have known that, but I might have forgotten about that. Imagine that. So talk about the heartfelt thought that went into this and the process. Nothing happened by accident with this. So before we leave, do you have any announcements about future events that people can find you or learn more?
Absolutely. I'm doing my first Instagram live event, which I'm really excited about because this technology is so above me, but I partnered with an incredible young counselor in Gilbert, Arizona. So we're doing a self-esteem series. It is August 25th at 7 p.m. And you can reach us at I Am Teen Strong or Alexa Bailey Counseling. And we're inviting you to come chat with us about body image, internal acceptance, and recognizing our beliefs about self-worth.
Wow. Powerful, powerful, powerful.
Now it's going to be. It's going to be great because it's going to be for youth and adults, male, female. Because guess what? We all, doesn't matter what our gender, we struggle with self-acceptance and body image. And so we're really excited to have our first conversation. This. And then I'm also in the process of creating I Am camps for girls. We're going to have virtual 2-hour workshops to give them the tools and inspiration. Again, just to be incredible people. We're going to have each camp is going to have a different theme to it. And it's going to be very exciting. I'm
kidding. So everybody, please stay tuned and visit IamTeenStrong.com. Make sure you bookmark that and also follow on Facebook and Instagram. And Sherry, I can't say thank you enough for sharing this information. This is almost like a public service announcement.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Like I said, I love talking about it and sharing and just helping to get the word out because the more people that know about it, the more kids' lives are going to be impacted and hopefully saved and changed.
That's right. Well, on that note, so ends this issue of, or this episode of Awareness to Action. Looking forward to seeing you next time. Thank you.
Thank you for joining this Awareness to Action episode. Join me next time for more inspiring stories that will shift your perspective and allow you to see pathways toward a more fulfilling life. It doesn't come overnight, but with a positive outlook and a will to keep moving forward, you will get there, and it will be worth every twist and turn along the way. A willingness to learn from this experience is key. If plan A doesn't work, remember, you have plans B through Z to continue your journey. With each adjustment, you're one step closer to turning a possibility into a reality. For more information about me, or to work with me personally, visit peacefullyhealing.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.